in the post-game show with Coach Greg Garmon. And Coach, what can you say, I guess, about that one?
No, it was a track meet, and we didn't win. They get out and go, and we knew they did, and we work on getting back. But even when we were back, we struggled to stop them. They just take you to the hole, and they're just a little bit quicker, man for man, than we are. A little stronger, a little bigger, and we struggled to get stops. And then we didn't shoot well because they're quick on the defensive end too. And our kids are not used to getting by guys. You know, Tanner likes this kind of game. That's why he played well and was able to score a little bit. And Hunter found his here and there, but not nearly enough. And, you know, struggled to get a shot off, really. And that's a credit to the Barnesville kids. But, you know, our kids kept competing, didn't quit, and tried to do what they could do. And sometimes you don't get it done. And, you know, they're disappointed, but we got to learn to get back and get the ball stopped earlier and see what's going on. Like the first trip of the game, I remember it. There, you know, we sort of had the ball stopped, but Isaac was trying to stay on 15 a little bit, and he had his back to the ball, and they come down the lane, and 40, we don't even know he's behind us, and gets it up and in, and they score it, and that sort of set the tone right there. But they get out and push, and that's good for our kids to see that. You know, I don't know if we're slower or whatever, but tonight we were, and we got to be able to go and get by guys like, you know, more than Tanner. Tanner has the ability to get by guys, but other kids need to also work on their game. And, you know, we've been working on them with that. Guys like Gavin Winger, who's pretty much a spot-up shooter. Jack Everett, who likes to shoot. And Tyler, and who else am I thinking about? Reggie. Yeah, those guys, they just, you know, it's a battle for them to try to go by guys. So they're making a conscious effort, you know, in the JV game. Tyler McHaleson was doing it. Jack Everett did it a few times in the JV game and did it in the varsity game a couple times. Didn't maybe finish, but tried to at least take it to the rim. So they're trying new things. And the only way you learn how to do it is to do it. And, you know, you got to have a lot of reps at it. And it's hard to simulate at practice because you're going against kids that aren't like the Barnesville kids, you know. And our kids aren't as big as they are, so you can get away with it at practice. It's a little easier, but here it's a different ball game.
You mentioned the pace of play. Do you think at times, because when the game sped up, maybe you settled for shots at times on the offensive end?
No, I told our kids, if you get a shot, take it. Because we weren't going to, you know, settle or whatever. We needed to get a shot off, you know. If we're going to come down and not get a shot off, we might as well fire one up from half court. At least you get a shot attempt and it has a chance. But I told him, you get it and you're open, shoot it. And we were even struggling to do that. You know, Tanner was able to get a few off, and Hunter, but other kids really struggled to get by guys, catch it on the wing and shoot it because they were quick to come out and guard. And they just got to quicken up their game, quicken up their shot a little bit, and get bigger, faster, stronger, and be able to play faster.
Well, you get 2 days to prepare for Fertile then on Friday, so how do you get them to maybe flush this one? I mean, you want to learn from it, but at the same time, it's also nice to maybe forget about it the next couple of days and then come to the game Friday with a fresh new mind maybe.
Well, you have to. You just keep going in the progression of the season, and kids are pretty resilient, though. They'll come out tomorrow and be ready to practice, and, you know, it bothers them on the bus ride home and at night probably, but then when they get to school, they all seem to be pretty good about getting there and their heads up, and they know they just got to keep working hard and keep putting forth their best effort. And sometimes you're not going to win them all, and we want to, don't get me wrong, but you have what you have, and, you know, we're working with them to do things that they're not comfortable doing, like getting to the rim. And, you know, we didn't even shoot free throws very well. JV game, we were like 6 for 18, I think it was, and We had our kids who usually shoot well, so they just got to keep working at it and keep shooting and doing what they can do to get better.
We appreciate the time. I'll let you go. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Wyatt.